Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, brothers and sisters. Just praise the Lord right now. Just give him glory. Oh, Father, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Is there anyone listening today who just says thank you to Jesus? Anyone who is excited about the Lord? Anybody who feels like praising him, uplifting him, thanking him, glorifying him for what he's done in your life? Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new teaching, live prayer, an altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. I'm so happy to have you with me today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, why do you keep rehashing dead things? Let that sink in. Why do you keep rehashing dead things? And our scripture comes from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire and Real Talk with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, yes, that includes tonight, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where there's no topic off limits, and we really rightly divide the word by taking your questions and comments on air. You don't even have to say your name. You can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Now, if you can't tune in live in the mornings, you can still make sure you don't miss the hot manna for your soul on Daily Fire by following the podcast. In doing so, the recording will be texted to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF to phone number 33222. That will also allow you to receive a reminder text on Wednesday nights at 7 when Real Talk goes live, which includes the telephone number and the link to tune in online immediately. All right, so that's text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, where you can also send your prayer requests. I do pray over them, your testimonies. I do rejoice in them with you, as well as sow a donation to help spread the gospel on the broadcast, as well as the upcoming television ministry on TBN, or you can cash app it to Cash App Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. All right, go to the website, see what's coming up, send your information, sow a seed, and let's build the kingdom of God together. By now, you should have that word ready. I'm in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. What shall we say then? I'm reading from the KJV. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, glory, we also should walk in newness of life. Come on and say amen for the word of God. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. Why do you keep rehashing dead things? Glory. Now, I want you to make that personal to yourself. Repeat after me again. Why do I keep on rehashing dead things? Talk to yourself about that. Think about that for a minute. So many times in life we hear the expression, there's nothing new under the sun, which actually comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, because there really is nothing new, right? Everything just recycles. You know, back when my mother was younger, bell bottoms were in. Well, my mother is in her 70s now, and guess what? Bell bottoms came back into style. Back when my mother was younger, afros were in. When I grew up, nobody wanted an afro. You know, we all wanted our hair relaxed, or you got it straightened with the straightened comb. But now afros are back in. It's just now called natural, wearing your hair natural. You see, there's nothing new. Everything recycles. It may be called a different name, or there may be technology that allows it to come back in through a different way. But the point is that whatever has been, glory, will be again. In the 60s, people were fighting for civil rights and fighting civil rights struggles. It is 2019. We're still fighting a lot of the same fights. Glory. Whatever situations we saw growing up in wherever your household was, you see those things recycling. If you grew up in a healthy home and you were taught how to have healthy communication and healthy discourse about disagreement, then you see the productive glory cycle recycling of you teaching your kids or your loved ones how to have healthy communication, healthy relationships, healthy disagreements. On the other hand, if you grew up in a home that was very dysfunctional or toxic, you internalized those coping mechanisms even though you didn't want to. And you find yourself in and out of negative relationships. Unhealthy relationship. If your parents always berated you as a kid and talked down to you, you find yourself unknowingly doing the same thing, glory, to your children. And it's not because you wanted to, it's not because you intended to, but those same dead things keep coming up, keep recycling. And until you consciously choose, hallelujah, to take hold of that, identify it as the dead things, understand that Jesus gave you the victory over those things, and then walk in the newness of life, as we just read, you're just going to keep rehashing it, keep recycling it, keep going through the same text. Keep dealing with the same dead issues, hallelujah, until you are willing to walk out of the cemetery and stop living in dead places. Why do you keep rehashing dead things? In the book of Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 that I read unto you, Paul asked a question. He said, listen now. Shall you continue in sin, knowing that the Lord has already given you the newness of life, and that you've already been buried with him, so that you are now dead to sin, just so you can experience the grace of God? or just because you know that God is gracious, hallelujah, shall you continue doing the same old things, hallelujah, just so you can say, well, God will have mercy on me, or I live in a dispensation of grace. Let me read it to you from the New International Version. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. You're dead to the old things. Why keep living it? You're dead to sin. Why keep living in it? You were buried to sin. Why rise still a sinner? Why? Yes. There is so much better for you, brothers and sisters. There's so much that God has for you. There's so much victory, so much love, so much purpose, so much destiny, so many blessings. There's so much he has for you. And everything, you are more than a conqueror. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to settle in sin. You don't have to walk in sin. You don't have to plan, strategize, or think in sin. You don't have to move in sin any longer. You've been buried to those things. Why won't you walk in the new you? Why won't you live the new you? Why won't you live the victorious you? Why won't you live in the joy of knowing that your past, it's a dead thing, that what you did, it's a dead thing, that who you were and what people called you and all of the sin, the errors, the mistakes of your ways, they were buried with Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. You don't have to keep reliving it anymore. You can release it to God right now. Whatever it is, if it's abuse, if it's domestic violence, if it is just past sins, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, gossiping, backbiting, if it is manipulation, extortion, and exploitation, if it is a criminal past, if it is a past of omission, not doing what God has told you to do, whatever it is, it's not always the big things. We always want to call out what we consider the big sin. But what about the thoughts of your heart? What have you been devising, and who have you been killing with your tongue? Who have you been defaming and lying on? Oh, yeah, that's sin too. And have you not been assembling, going to church, not tithing, not giving, not spending time with God? Those are the things that you are now dead to. Hallelujah. Will you walk in the victory? Glory. Will you walk in the newness today? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Just praise him now. Come on, just go into the Holy of Holies. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you. Father, we glorify you. We just glorify you, Lord. Right now, we're talking to you from the standpoint of the newness of us. Whatever was, it is now buried, and we are coming out of the cemetery. We choose to quit living in the cemetery of our past lives, our past sins, our past faults, our past mistakes. Lord, today we're speaking to you as new people, new in Christ. You said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man or woman be in Christ, that the old things are passed away. Behold, all things are come new. We come to you, Father, from the book of Romans 6:1-4 that we just read today. We are dead to sin, dead to sin, dead to sin. It will no longer reign in our mortal bodies. We will live in the newness of you. We've been baptized into new life, new blessings, new glory, new days, new mornings, new afternoons, new nights. Oh, we magnify you and we glorify you. Hallelujah. We will no longer rehash the dead things. We will no longer discuss them, live in them, pray. pray about them. We will no longer live in the cemetery of life. We come out new. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you for the newness today. We thank you because we're new creatures. We're new, Father. We're no longer bound. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on and say, I am no longer bound to the dead thing. Say it again. I am no longer bound to the dead thing. Say, I will stop living in the cemetery of life. Let me get ready and give the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task. But you just keep praising him. Call out the dead things and say, I leave you in the cemetery in your life. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I came out of the cemetery of life. I bury everything that should be buried. Glory. And I will not take it up again. I will live in the newness of life every day. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. You're spending time with the Lord here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire, or you're following by texting the message DF to phone number 33222 so you get your teaching every day, because part of living saved and staying saved is that you must have quality time with the Lord. Everyone, make sure you tune in tonight at 7 p.m. on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Just go to my ministry website, rossi.org, to the broadcast page, and you'll be able to click a button that will dial you in or click a button that will tune you in instantly online. That's at 7 p.m. I got a great topic tonight, and you will be able to make your comments and ask questions, as well as to respond to the questions and comments of others on air. That's Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. All right, our topic for today, glory, is why do you keep rehashing the dead things? Your task for today is to walk in this newness, because you've been resurrected. But the old things will approach you from the mouths of your family's friends, your own thought processes. But you say, I'm dead to that. I refuse to go back to that cemetery. I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Your change has come. You are the new you. Don't go back to the cemetery.
It's been a long time coming, but I know